This is called Two Benches. Jack Kerouac wrote, "Music is noise, poetry dirt. So I sit here writing dirt with magnolia incense burning to my left and a man-made fountain trickles the aesthetic of H2O to my right. A while ago, I sat at the same bench with the adoring girl with whom we later exchanged virginities. And yet all that fills my void is not the exploited hormone lust, but the memory of last summer, the first time I made love. Love, love. And I remember it so dark and distinct. Your breast created this isosceles triangle, the vertex of which patronized my flowing libido. I do know I miss you so slowly. I still feel so I felt. Like an amputee, the weight of the back of your head still settles on my right shoulder. You're inhaling and exhaling, creating an abstract rhythm with my human being. Heartbeat, I am reminded of us being so goddamn human. And you said to me, this is you natural. This is me natural. This is the natural you, after the click of your virginity echoed in your lovesick sailing ship with your sails up search for the wind of my response. No matter you were on Vicodin and Prozac, no matter you were on, you were the fluorescent flickering lights flipped on, this is you naturally on, this is the natural you. So I responded with a somewhat sarcastic glance to my left. I said, I only wish I could see you natural more often. Well, the natural me now feels like an artificial flavor, so artificial in fact you produced and added a corn syrup to recreate a taste bud spitter reaction in the brain that says, natural. That's sort of artificial. And so the back of my head still feels the pillow and remembers the pillow and that poetry, our insane poetry of ironic love, which was pillows to sleep on. Our poetry was pillows. Every time my eyelids shut, the nightmarish nostalgic wisps of your whispering voice pretend to still surround me. I feel like I am mummified. You sadist, I am mummified. But I do a smile in the image of your beauty. Thank you for your poetry. Thank you for your dirt. And if music is noise, poetry dirt, I can switch benches and start thinking about noise, sort of distract myself with noise, my noise, your noise, humanity's noise. I can go off on a tangent about noise, the human quest for noise. I am thrust into the macrocosm of it all. It's all so artificial, my kind of artificial flavoring, the pop stardom embarrassment, the snobbish classical prestige. I am so depressed, no, repressed. I want chaos, anarchy. I want to dress the Boston Philharmonic unanimously like Britney Spears. And I want to hear just one original harmony in a pop song because I'm sick about hearing what you did again. Oops. Or just maybe we could sing more about the plus and minus about life and liberty and the ultimate piano pedal pressing on and off passion because I want music to be natural. I mean, hell, a heartbeat is a beat and breathing has a time signature. So I want to hear natural music. I want to hear the natural because this is you natural. And this is the natural me telling myself I'm artificial as the world of music. My thoughts are artificial, thinking about music and poetry because this is the natural me and the drama drawn upon my collective conscience. This is the natural me. While Jack Kerouac's quote is jabbed into repeat in my skull, music is noise, poetry, dirt. So I find myself sitting at two benches, thinking about when I lost the virginity, thinking about noise and writing some dirt, some poetry, some pillows to sleep on.